countries could engage in dialogue to find common ground. Moving on to the governments of Indonesia and Saint Lucia that have exchanged views and opportunities to intensify their bilateral cooperation in human development by strengthening ties in higher education. On Thursday, a meeting was held in Jakarta between Secretary General of the Indonesian Higher Education, Science and Technology Ministry, Togar M. Simatupang, and Saint Lucia's prominent representatives to the United Nations, Menisa Rambali. On that note, he emphasized his ministry is committed to supporting President Prabowo Subianto's primary goals for Indonesia, especially those related to food self-sufficiency and improvements in the educational system. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That's the name, it's taken from Arum itself, so it's called Cheap Arum.
negara, or negaranya Tarum, or the kingdom of Tarum, or the kingdom of Indigo. So it starts very big thing at the time.
Okay, so from one thing we can know so many things of the words. Maybe the big museum.
Okay, that's not the only one. There are lots of other ones I have to read.
Okay, and now we're talking about the community you are joining, which is Museum Lovers Community. Can you tell us about this community?
Okay, well, from the name, you know, that actually, it's a group of people who like museums, yeah, okay? So really, we are open to everyone who wants to join. Well, actually, in the past, I actually joined the Sabbath Museum, if you've heard about that, okay? It was Sabbath Museum, but I joined it many years ago, I think. Yeah, that's so long ago. Then I joined other communities as well, so all kinds of, historian or something. So, yeah, I joined several communities, then my friends and I decided, okay, let's do this. Let's just, Yeah, lots of people
more and more people are interested in learning more about the cultures and museums, it's a really good big open book again for everyone.
Okay, all right. Do you have any your own ideas or suggestions to make museums more, it is actually already attractive, but so much more attractive to all of our generation?
Okay, then this is the museum part of it, right? Okay.
Yes.
I remember there was in the past that museum in Bangladesh or museum in Delhi, they had an event there, and people would like to go there. So, like, having an event for a museum, inviting people more to come and to see, that's one of the things they can do. Besides sharing the technology, like immersive things, okay? But having an event, that's for sure inviting more people to come.
Drifted away. Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on Voice of Indonesia.